This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Mechanical ventilators are life-saving devices used in hospital intensive care units to help critically ill patients breathe until their lungs heal and are strong enough to operate on their own. While mechanical ventilators save many lives, this kind of treatment can have its own risks, including infection, lung and vocal cord damage, and delirium due to the heavy sedation that's required for their use. Researchers at Intermountain Healthcare have been working to find the best ways to implement new standards to determine when patients supported by mechanical ventilators, including those with severe COVID illness, can be safely taken off the ventilators to resume breathing on their own. Intermountain researchers received a $4.6 million grant from the National Institute of Health to study these new protocols, which will focus on a spontaneous awakening trial, stopping sedation, and a spontaneous breathing trial, which requires testing a patient's ability to breathe with little or no assistance and requires multiple members of the critical care team to coordinate care to be done safely. Intermountain is also using the robust telehealth services to coordinate between hospitals and critical care specialists throughout the Intermountain West. Dr. Colin Grissom, Senior Medical Director of Critical Care for Intermountain, said, "Through our already established telehealth platform and giving real-time feedback on meeting those care standards, we know we can reduce the time patients are on ventilators. This grant will help us study the best way to do that." I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.